That Arizona man is Pat Shearer, a retired Peoria police officer who's been in and out of Ukraine several times over the last year. I just looked at Pat's latest update on Facebook, and after posting that there's an air alert, you know, possible incoming missiles, Pat comments, "I would love to go to the shelter, but I have to take a shower. Putin, can you give a guy a break?" Pat, you're not being cavalier with your safety, are you? I mean, there's too many people that still need your help.
No, not at all.
Okay, good. Glad to hear. But have there been missiles that have been coming into your area recently?
Yeah, actually, today we got hit pretty hard. There was a lot of strikes. My understanding is they were able to shoot down a lot of them, but there were some that hit around Kyiv, and I understand that one person was killed and some were wounded. Also, there were some infrastructure places that were hit near Zaporizhia or Dnipro and other areas. But the majority, I think, were shot down. But it was sirens going off all morning.
I know what you're seeing and experiencing is absolutely horrific. It's like a nightmare. And yet somehow you managed to keep your sense of humor. I saw your post a few hours ago with the warning you got on your cell phone to take shelter. And you said you needed a shower first. But what are you experiencing there now that's different from the last time you were there? What has changed with the people, if anything?
Well, my location has changed a lot. I've moved a lot closer to the front line, down in the Zaporizhia area, where there's a lot of fighting going on, just south of there. And instead of bringing people out, because we're not getting a lot of requests of people wanting to leave the country, I think most have that are going to, we've been taking a lot of food and generators and things to people that are living underground, basically. I went into one town that was just completely destroyed, and there's still a group of elderly people living in two shelters underground.
And, oh, my gosh.
And the whole time we were there, just artillery and rockets blowing up everywhere around us.
Wow, that is I just insane. So you're an ex-Army guy. So I'm going to ask you, you know, put on your military analyst hat. How badly do the Ukrainians need these tanks that we're going to send them? And by the way, we're not going to be the only country that's sending tanks. There's going to be several Western countries sending tanks.
There is a lot of talk about that here in Ukraine. One thing that the Ukrainians say, and I totally agree with them, is well, they are very thankful for everything that we have done so far and everything we have sent. But the things that we have sent have been able to allow them to defend themselves and to, you know, keep from losing any more ground. But what they really need are these offensive type weapons, these tanks that are being sent, the ones from Germany and from the United States, that so that they don't have to just sit in a defensive position. They can actually go on the offense and push Russia even further back and hopefully out of the country.
Pat, are you still as optimistic now as you were the last time you were there that Ukraine's going to beat Russia?
I would have to say absolutely. I've really? Never faltered, never will. There is no doubt in my mind that Ukraine is going to win. It's just a matter of how long it's going to take and what price they're going to have to pay. And I think 99.9% of Ukrainians would agree with me that there is no doubt they will win. It's just the price that they're going to have to pay. And if the sooner Putin realizes that he's not going to win, you know, maybe he can save some lives and, you know, walk away.
Yeah. I think that's what we're all hoping for, but it doesn't seem like that's going to be the course of action for this. I'll just say it. I'm sorry. A nut job leading a major country at this point. Pat, be safe. Thank you so much for taking time with us.
Thank you for sharing all of your experiences and stories and pictures also on Facebook. And I don't know where else. Are you posting anywhere else just on Facebook?
Some on Instagram, but mostly Facebook now. It's just time is just really tough. And this last trip I took, it went in all the really bad zones and stuff. And I just didn't have time to pull over and post anything, you know.
Right. So. Well, don't text and drive, especially in a war zone, right? Like, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Pat, you take care of yourself. Thank you so much again for taking time with us. Once again, that is retired Peoria police officer and Army veteran Pat Shearer, an Arizona man who has spent a lot of time in Ukraine trying to help a lot of people and has been very successful in that, as we hope the Ukrainian people will be successful in repelling Russia.